Welcome to Osteocast, where we talk about all things osteopathy, functional anatomy, and movement with your hosts, myself, Sarah,
Colby,
and Amanda. Please note that this podcast is not medical advice and is for educational purposes only. Please seek advice from your primary care physician when necessary. Here's today's episode.
All right, today's topic on Osteocast is the origin story, our origin story of osteopathy, meaning how did we come about and find osteopathy and how did it come into our lives? So I'll start with this one. I had some good friends that were actually really big fans of osteopathy, pretty much from a very young age. I grew up not seeing an osteopath, so I had no idea what osteopathy was or what that looked like. So as I was looking for what I was going to do after my undergraduate education, friends of mine decided to let me know about their experience with osteopathy, and I booked an appointment with their osteopath, and that kind of started the whole ball rolling of looking into what schools were available and going to quite a few open houses of the two schools that were an option for me, one in Hamilton, one in Toronto, and taking a look at that. I didn't want to take a year off between my education, so I actually went to the Hamilton school, decided I was going to think about it, and then went back a year later deciding to go there. But funny enough, the school actually had changed locations at that time. So my first open house did not look like the second open house because they had completely moved into a new building. So it was kind of cool to be able to see how the school was growing and evolving already in that 1 year time frame. And thankfully, or very fortunately, I didn't go into osteopathy due to any injuries or anything like that. I was just really curious in the profession and a healthcare field that made sense and that really could help people. And that's my story. Who would like to go next?
That's cool. I didn't know that you had went to your walkthrough a year ahead of time. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I was in the Melvin, which is a student clinic, and they did classes in that basement. And I do remember not being too impressed with it. And then when I decided to recheck it out a year later, it was a much better environment. I was like, oh, this seems a little bit nicer and more spacious and windows and just less stuffy. So that was a good experience that second time for sure.
That's awesome. So for myself, mine was through an injury, as Sarah had mentioned that hers wasn't, but I actually got a spondylolisthesis, which is an injury where my L5 vertebra slid forward. There's a little bit of a break at the pars articularis, and then it slides anterior over top of the sacrum, basically giving me some awesome back pain and some lack of function in the legs for a little while. And I had went through the medical route, of course, and then also from what I knew at the time, chiropractic care and massage therapy and physiotherapy, and really wasn't getting any relief in that situation. So someone had referred me to an osteopath, and something that I never heard of before. So I went to see the osteo, and it made an immediate effect. And then within 5 months, I was walking and lifting weights and stuff again without any issues. And it hasn't been a problem since. So once that was the big change and fixed me up, I was like, I got to do this. And at the time, I was already in a human kinetics program, and I knew that I wanted to go into chiropractic care or physiotherapy or something in the hands-on field, and osteopathy presented itself to me, and I was sold on that for sure. So I went to the school and signed up.
I always forget you had a major back injury because you move so well.
Yeah, it was pretty lucky to have the mobility and lifestyle that I do with the injury. Well, football will do that to you.
That's awesome. And was the osteopath you saw in Windsor?
Yeah, there was only one or two in Windsor at the time. And I kind of was like, had tried everything and there's nothing else to do. And someone just mentioned it, and I was like, well, I'll try pretty much anything. And at the time, I didn't have benefits for coverage and stuff. So I was paying out of pocket for one or two chiropractic treatments a week and a massage a week and physiotherapy. So I was like, I'll do whatever I can to try something else to see if it will help, because it was becoming not manageable financially or physically, right?
Yeah. Wow. And then did you go right to school from your undergrad?
Yeah, I can't even remember when I went. I think I went when I was in my third year of my undergrad, and I ended up, like, I did my acceptance and stuff, and I waited a year and a half to go afterwards. But I pretty much went and checked it out immediately and made the decision pretty quickly. But I finished my undergrad in whenever you finished them, in like June or whatever, and then started in October at osteo school. So there was no break between.
Oh, wow.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, that's a really quick turnaround.
That's good.
Oh, and you've had no back issues since?
No, nothing lower back wise at all. Wow. All kinds of other stuff, cool. From knee injuries and shoulder injuries and ankle injuries and wrist injuries, but all sport and or weightlifting related.
Yeah. Very cool.
Very neat. So my story is similar to Colby's. No, I didn't have a major injury like he did, but grew up with lots of sports injuries. I played ringette growing up. I was a goalie. Need I say more? My knees were always an issue. A year after I played on Team Ontario ringette and had a really busy year that year, I had to take a year off of playing ringette because it was, my knees were so bad. I could barely stand when I was trying out the next year. And tried literally everything. Massage, physio, chiro, did a lot of treatment, and nothing really fixed it. I literally just took a year off. I traveled for a few months with a friend. I didn't play any sports that year. I didn't really work out that year. And most of that led to me being able to play the next year. Like, I stopped doing treatment because nothing was really helping and nothing was really working. So I had heard about osteo then, but didn't know anyone really in my area and kind of thought nothing of it. And I applied to university to do my kin degree. And in university, in my second year, I got injured again playing ringette. And at that time, I was coincidentally coaching ringette with an osteo. Oh, and nice. So they treated me. And I had a really good experience. And really, at that point, was seriously kind of like, okay, what am I going to do when I'm done my kin degree? Because kinesiology wasn't a profession. And I volunteered at that point at a lot of physio clinics. I kind of knew that wasn't the route I wanted to go, although I knew I wanted to be in healthcare. And then, so my third year, I seriously debated leaving kin school and going to osteo school at that point. And given that I just thought I needed my university degree, I stayed, stuck it out for another year and a half or 2 years. And then took a whole bunch of hands-on courses, because I think that was my my fear, is that I was just going to jump right into the next thing because I was interested and it wasn't going to be what I wanted to do and I'd be wasting time. And I don't know, all the thoughts that go into when you're going back to school and you're paying for a second degree. And so I did take a whole bunch of hands-on courses after that. So like fascial stretch and taping and I don't know, there were so many that year, I don't remember. So this was after university, and at one of those courses, I met someone who was currently in a second year in the program and was asking a lot of questions. They basically said, if you're asking these questions, we can't answer them here because it's not part of this curriculum, but you really should look into osteo school. And so it was kind of like, oh yeah, I've kind of gone all the way around instead of actually going there and checking it out. And when I went to my visit day, it was, kind of like they were speaking a language that I didn't understand. And I thought I knew a lot about the body at that time. And so that was pretty impressive. They were speaking about how to treat the body in a manner that, one, I had never experienced growing up with injuries, but two, also demoing it to a whole group of people that, you know, they were randomly picking someone out of the audience to be the treatment subject. So it was really awesome to be able to sit in on the visit day, and then I left and signed right up, but didn't start for another 9 months. I could have started in the spring, but I didn't want to be doing school through the summer because I typically would bartender waitress through the summer, and that was a busy season. So I was like, I'll just wait till October to start. Thankfully, I did, because I met both of you.
Wow. So we all could have started much earlier.
Yeah.
Well, not really Colby, but.
Well, if he left university, he could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny how we all went and looked at the program, right? Like a lot earlier than we actually started it.
Yeah. I think too, when you're kind of in that realm of like being treated by a bunch of different people or experiencing other things, you kind of know what you like and know what you don't. And then it kind of falls on you or dawns on you when you find the right thing too.
Yeah.
Because I had done a lot of stuff and it just didn't resonate as well as osteopathy did.
Exactly. Right. It wasn't for the fact that one was better than the other, but it was like, that's what made the most sense to me at the time. And I was diving into it. So.
And I did really like the curriculum of the school. I liked how it didn't follow your typical kind of university curriculum, which was a nice change from coming right out of an undergrad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was very not technique focused, which I like. It was thought process. Like, I think that was the one thing that was so big going to school is like, they really wanted you to think things through and didn't really, were never giving you the answers for anything. Which I found just in my university experience, it was a lot of like memorize, write a test, forget, memorize, write a test, forget.
And yeah.
That just didn't seem to be the way it was going to work with osteopathy school, which I liked.
Yeah, that's a good point, Amanda. We developed problem solving skills, which was great.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you guys have done the schooling and whatnot, obviously we've both done, or all of us have done, a handful of courses to progress things and move things forward. Have you guys found that each time you do a course or different courses you've done have connected you more so to osteopathy than in the past, or do you find your connections the same but you're just adding tools to your toolbox?
I have found personally that I feel like it's opened up so many more doors in my thought process about what osteopathy is.
Yeah.
And connected me more to that. I feel like as I've treated more clients, you realize that not the traditional, this isn't moving and I'm going to put that back in its place, doesn't work for a lot of people, or isn't maybe the best scenario for a lasting change. And so although a lot of our training was mechanical when we started, I feel like my treatment has adjusted or changed given the right circumstances with the patient to make sure that I'm providing treatment that the patient needs and not just forcing treatment or what I think should happen, yeah. But really listening to the body. And that is reinforced every time I take a course.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Really well said, Amanda.
I think it's important to continue with your education moving forward, because I feel the same way, where I definitely had a good understanding. And every time I do a course or I read a book or I do something to develop myself, I get a better understanding of what I can do and how I can help patients. And it's not always subjected to a certain like simple set of techniques or principles or whatever. There's all kinds of other aspects that can be involved depending on the patients you're dealing with. And it's the same thing with mind, body, and spirit, as you talk about that with like from Dr. Still. But when you kind of start to break that down, it can become a really, really big category. And I find that your connection with osteopathy grows as your education and experience grows. So it's not all about just finishing a program, whether that's a year or 4 or 5 years, but continuing on as you move forward to continue to learn and challenge your own thought processes.
Well, and I think that's why we all went into osteopathy, because we were told it was a lifelong journey and you will forever be learning and you'll never be able to learn at all, because there's so much to understand about the human body and about how the body functions and how treatment can be applied.
Yeah, which is daunting, but also very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could definitely never picture myself before osteopathy, being able to do the same job for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh.
I just was always thinking I needed to be doing something else. And there's just so much here and so much to learn, and learning from patients every day is like, whoa. Got so much to know. There's so much to do.
I can even imagine, without having like that constant influx of puzzles, how I would manage in another career space for 30 years. It's wild.
Well, it sounds like we all found the right fit, right? We're all a bunch of problem solvers, and we found a job where we get to problem solve every single day. And sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's really hard, but we like the challenge.
Exactly. So to ask you guys, the listeners, give us a shout, shoot us a message with your origin story to see if it's similar or different from ours, because we're kind of curious just to see how everyone else has found osteopathy and nowadays how people come to the profession and how people hear about it, if it's from an injury and being treated or hearing about it, or do you read about it online, or did someone come to your school and give a presentation. But give us a shout and let us know your origin stories.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear them.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you have any questions, please reach out to us on Facebook at Osteocast or on Instagram at Osteocast_. We'd love to interact and chat with you. Also, it would be great if you guys could leave us a review or rating, and will help us reach more and more people over time.